Blog Talk Radio.
You know.
Hello, everybody. This is Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on Prolific Fire tonight. Right now, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty, so just be patient. The show will begin shortly. Pray amongst yourselves. This is live online radio, and this is what happens sometimes. But the devil is a liar. Now I see everything that I need to see. So once again, thank you everybody for being patient, for joining us on tonight. Once again, for those of you that might be new, this is Prolific Fire, and I am Prophetess Stacy. I am the host, but I am not the host for tonight. Tonight is going to be an awesome night of prayer, so if you can hear the sound of my voice and you have prayer needs, be sure to call in 347-426-3782. Don't be shy, 347-426-3782. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to tonight's host, and she's going to lead us in prayer. The next voice you hear will be that of Providence Pay. Providence Pay, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire on tonight. We want to thank and praise God on tonight, another Monday night, and I thank and praise God for having the privilege and the honor to be able to do it while my sister allowed to get the rest. And I want to thank and praise God how he, the devil, out the way so that prayer can go through. That's why he was meddling, because he know prayer is time to pray. And that's something the devil don't like, because you're going to go over, and I am going over in his territory. And so that's what he don't like. But I want to thank and praise God on tonight, because God is awesome. He's amazing. God is great. And I thank and praise God that he just watch over us and just cover us throughout today. I want to thank and praise God for many things that he have done and many things that going to be. I thank and praise God for showing himself to me. I thank and praise God that anything that you are believing God for or anything that you are going through with, let's take it to the altar. Let's bring it to the altar on tonight. Let's put it, leave it on the altar and let God take care of it, because we can't do anything. If you all see what's going on around the world, if you all see what's going on in our nation and how things are going happening, we have to pray and not let everything cause us. Don't get fear behind it, but trust God's word. And let's pray for everyone that we know. Let's pray, because God's word will never change. I don't care what go on. I don't care who say what. I don't care what's to become. God's word will never change. It will always stay the same. His word, I thank and praise God that I know him. I thank and praise God that God is getting ready to do the miraculous things. God is getting ready to open some doors. God is getting ready to set some people down. God is getting ready to expose some things. God is getting ready to be able to break changes off of people's lives. God is getting ready to do a new thing. He's getting ready to heal broken hearts. He's getting ready to mend marriage back together. God is getting ready to bring people to their knees. Those had never bowed before him, they will. Those had never spoke and said, God, forgive me, their tongue will confess to him. God is getting ready to do what he knows to do. So as I get ready to pray on tonight, let's trust and believe God. And when you all trust and believe God that he will do it, step out of the way, he will do it. God is going to step in. He don't need no help. Let us not be like Sarah and Louis, try to step in the way of God and God don't need no help. He just wants us to step by, step back, and trust him no matter what. Because we can't do anything without him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now, God. Father, I honor you on tonight, God. I honor you, God, with all my heart, God. Thank you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, God, for your favor, God, that you have put on many of our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for even, Lord God, shining upon us. Father God, I even want to say before I get into prayer on tonight, Lord, I ask you to forgive us, God, for any sin we committed or omitted that was not of you, God. But Lord God, your words say, God, that, Lord God, help us to forgive those that wronged us, God. And Lord God, the word of God said, if we don't forgive those that wrong us, God, you won't forgive us, God, of the wrong we have done. God, I thank you for your word on tonight. I thank you, God, for how you just truly shining your glory upon us, how you sent forth your angels to protect us and watch over us. When we was in danger, Lord God, when the enemy came in, God, you stepped in like a flood. And God, you protected us and you shielded us from the danger, God. Lord, I thank you for guiding us, God, from the storms and earthquakes, hurricanes, God. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, how you just protect us, God, even over in the night when we were resting and sleeping, God, from the thieves, God, from all of those that trying to harm your children. God, I thank you for everything that you do. Father God, now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to touch those that's on the phone line, God. Touch them right now, God. Those that are going to be listening across the internet, God. Lord, I ask you to do it right now, God. I ask you, God, anything that they are believing you for, maybe they need healing for something, God. We decree and declare right now, God, that they are healed already because you died for our sin, God. You died for our healing, God. Your word said that we already healed, God. All we have to do is to receive it. Father God, I come against the hands of the enemy right now, off of their life. I decree and declare, Lord God, I curse every hand of the enemy, what he's trying to throw up against them. I curse the hands of the enemy right now, off of the finance. I curse him. I curse him off of our bodies. I curse him right now. I curse him to the root, God. Your word said you spoke to the fig tree. You cursed it, God. And your word said it withered away, God. And, Lord God, I bind everything that the enemy throw at us right now. And I send it to hell from which it come from. And, Father God, I ask you to look upon us right now, God, and heal us. And, Lord, let us trust you no matter what, God. Lord, strengthen us in our bodies where we may be weakened, God. Build us up, God, where we may be torn down. Touch that person right now, God. Touch that mother, that father, that sister, that brother, God. Touch that child right now, God. Lord God, that needs you, God. Lord, someone, Lord God, that's missing, God. We decree and declare that you bring them back home safely, God. Loosen the hands of the enemy, that it will loosen them right now, God. That they will come on back home safely to their family. Father God, I even ask you right now, God, to look on that person seeking you for a job, God. Lord, open up the doors, God, that they will be able to have the finance, God, to take care of their family, God. Father God, I even ask you, God, to even look and have mercy, God, upon those, Lord God, that are seeking you, Lord God, for guidance, God. They want to relocate, Lord God. But, Lord God, we ask you to touch them right now, God, that the finance will line up, God. In the finance will line up, God, that they will be able to go and be able to seek that job or seek that home that they believe in you for. God, even look upon their business, God. Touch right now, God, that the business will be, Lord God, restored, that the business will be picked up, God. Touch that child, wandering child, God, that lost, God, and they don't know, can't find their way back home, God. Lord, we decree and declare over them that they will return back home safely and sound, God, that no danger, no harm will not come near his or her body, God, that they will return home back to their family. Look upon that person, Lord God, that suffering, Lord God, with oppression, depression, God, with, Lord God, even with bipolar, Lord, even with schizophrenia, God, we bind that spirit right now, God. We curse it and we send it back to hell from which it come from. It's not of you, God. It's of the devil, God. Lord, we ask you to loosen the hands of Satan off of your people tonight, God. We ask you to loosen the hands of Satan off of their finance. Loosen the hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, out for their home. Loosen the hands of Satan out of the marriage, God. Loosen the hands of Satan, God, out of the bring the confusion to homes, God. We bind it right now, God, against sibling, God. That, Lord God, we come against it right now. We destroy it, God. We curse it to the root. For your word said, God, and we send it back to hell from which it come from. Father God, your word say, whatever we loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Whatsoever we bind on earth, your Lord, shall be bind in heaven. So, Lord, we bind everything that's not of you. That's not of you right now, God. Do it right now, God. Set it free right now, God. Tear it up, God. Throw it into the lake of fire, even right now, God. Lord, it don't belong, Lord God, to us, Lord God. Lord, it's not of you, God. It's of the enemy, God. Lord, touch that person, Lord God. They don't know which way to go, God. Touch that person, God. They need you for a friend, God. They need you for a company keeper, God. They need you, God, for Lord God to be their guidance, God. They need wisdom, Lord God. And Lord, they need your understanding, God. Touch them, God, because they don't know which decision to make, God. But Lord, help them in they walk with you, God. Help them, God, and direct them, God. On their job, God, we bind up the hands of the enemy right now, God. Somebody are being underpaid, God. They're not being paid right. We decree and declare increase, God, will come to their home. Increase will come to their finance. Increase will come on their job. We bind the hands of the enemy right now, God. Lord, I thank you because you're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy to be praised. Father God, I thank you right now. Somebody, Lord God, needs you, God. They need you, God, because, Lord God, they don't know which way to go. Lord, send that wandering child back home. Send that person home that backslid from you, God. That backslid, God. And, Lord God, they think you don't love them, God. They think what they're going through with is a curse, God. They think whatever they've done, God, you, Lord God, they're going through because of the wrongs that they did, God. But, Lord, let them know, God. Lord, you don't do those things. Satan do those things, God. Lord, let them know that, Lord, you're still there with an open arm, Lord God, reaching out to them, Lord. Love on them, God. Thank you, God. And, Lord, I ask you, God, to even look upon, Lord God, us in the churches, God. Look in our churches, Lord. Put love where it need to be. In the home, love where it need to be. Lord, in the, Lord God, in the White House, God. Clean it up, Lord. Lord God, purge out every unclean spirit. Wipe out everything that's not of you, God. Purge and cleanse it, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a heart desire, God, like David prayed for his son, to have a heart desire, God, for you, God. Lord, touch Donald Trump, Lord God. And every white string of hair on his head. Lord, touch him right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, turn around things up in there, God, in the White House. And everybody in his ear, God, we bind these spirits right now. We send it back to hell from which it comes. Lord, God, make your nation, Lord, touch it right now, God. For Lord, your words say, if my people who are called by my name, Lord, your word says if we will seek your face, if we will humble ourselves, if we will, Lord, pray, if we will turn away from our wicked ways, say you will heal, God, heal the United States, heal the nation right now, God. But, Lord, we need you, God. Lord, touch everywhere, God. up in Texas, God, that they will rebuild, God, that you will restore, God, Lord, those people that lost things, those that people that, Lord God, don't have like they used to have, God. Lord, do it right now for them, Lord, even in Florida, God. Even, Lord God, we ask you to touch and rebuild it, Lord, even, Lord God, in some parts of Louisiana, Lord. Heal and rebuild right now, God. Even look up on Mexico, Lord, the people, Lord God, that was, Lord God, in the earthquake, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, every person that they pull out from the rubble, God, thank you for their life, God. Lord, heal the hurts of the ones that lost loved ones, God. Lord, able them to rebuild, God. Lord, give them strength. Set them free. Watch over them, God. And even then, Lord God, just turn in Puerto Rican, Lord God. Lord, touch right now, God. Strengthen right now, God. Lord, we thank you. And we'll forever give your name the praise, God. Because we know that you can do it. We know that you will do it. We know that you're going to do it. We know, God, that you hold everything in your hand. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's listening and everyone that's going to listen afterwards. I even thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, allowing us, God, to come together on tonight, to lift you up, God, and to give you praise, God. Lord, know that we know who you are, God. But, Lord God, we thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being El Shaddai. We thank you for being Lord of Lords. We thank you for being the King of Kings, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being, Lord God, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisha, God. Thank you for those, God, that let me know, God, that, Lord, you all are one, God. And we thank you for it even now, God. We thank you for being the first and the last in our life, God, and the beginning and the ending, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, even now, God, to touch those that are lost. Those that are wondering, don't know which way to turn. Give them a heart, God, a heart desire to turn to you, God. Somebody seeking you. Somebody needs you. And somebody, Lord God, don't know which way to turn, God. Touch right now like never before. Lord, I give your name the honor, God, on tonight. Lord, let us have sweet sleep on tonight, God. Rock us to sleep, God. Put your shield of protection around us, Lord God. And Lord God, help us to see in the morning, God, which is a brand new day, God, that you is making, Lord, that you have made, God. And we will be rejoiced in it, God. Lord, we forever give your name the praise, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I give your name the glory and the power and the honor, God. I thank you for it even now, God. Thank you for your power, your glory, and the honor, God, because it all goes to you. Nothing that I have, nothing I deserve, can't do anything without you. So, Lord God, as I get ready to close it out, thank you even right now, God, for what you're doing and what you're getting ready to do. And, Lord, bless us, God, throughout the night, throughout, Lord God. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Teach us how to appreciate you, God. Teach us how to love on you, God. Teach us how to know who you are, God. Teach us how to put it. Everything, not to put everything before you, God. Help us to put you before everything, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For, Lord, your word tell us, God, to, Lord God, to trust you in everything, God. Seek you for everything in Jesus' name. Lord, I give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and thank you, Lord. Thank God for everyone that was listening on tonight. Thank God for everyone. And may God truly bless you all until we meet again. And I now join you all back to Prophetess Stacy. Love you all. Have a blessed night.
At this time, if there's anybody on the phone line desiring prayer, press 1 and I would be glad to pray with you. Press 1 on your phone if you desire prayer tonight, and I will be glad to pray with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. Call, I'll see you. 864, you're about to be on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, this is Dee from Greenville, South Carolina. I was just requesting prayer tonight.
Specific. Not too specific, just kind of specific. What area?
From Greenville, South Carolina.
What area of prayer?
Oh, just my personal life and my ministry, personal ministry.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for Dion tonight, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you would strengthen her, God, that you would bless her, Lord God, even though people come against her ministry, God. I thank you, God, that you would lift her up, Lord God, even in the midst of it all, God, the same way people came against Joseph, and he had to go through this and he had to go through that, God. When you got through using him, when you got through building him, and you released him fully, Lord God, there was no stopping him. He went all the way from the pit to the palace, Lord God. I thank you, God, for strengthening my sister, Lord God, strengthening her ministry, Lord God, to walk through the areas where she has to walk, Lord God, that you would take her to the same place, Lord God, that nobody would be able to snatch her back from it, God, because you put her there, God. I thank you for blessing her ministry mightily, Lord God. Use everything that's in her, Lord God, and I come against every enemy that's trying to come against her right now, God, even in a personal life, Lord God. I ask that you touch that enemy, Lord God, and that you make that enemy her footstool, Lord God. Better yet, your word says that if our ways please you, you will make our enemies be at peace with us, Lord God. So I ask that you give her peace, Lord God, even in the face of her enemies, Lord God, even in whatever's going on in her private life, Lord God. Thank you for giving her peace about it, Lord God. And whatever she's waiting on, God, whatever she's believing you for, God, I thank you that it's already done. It's just a matter of time before she sees it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Amen.
Calling in. God bless you.
God bless you too. Good night.
Good night. If there's any more prayer requests, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Just press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. While I wait to see if there are any more prayer requests, I have one prayer request that came in through Instagram. The person told me to pray for pastors. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift up pastors tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for every man, every woman that stands in your pulpit, Lord God, that has influence over your people, Lord God. I pray that they will not abuse the influence that you've given them, Lord God, but they will speak boldly in this hour, in this season, Lord God, to your people, that they will be honest and still be compassionate with your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that if there's any foul spirit going on in them, God, that it will be delivered, that it will be set free, that they will be your pure vessels before your people, Lord God. I pray against suicide, God, suicide coming against our pastors, Lord God. I pray for their minds, Lord God, that their mind will stay focused on you, Lord God, that they will stay stable, Lord God, that in every ounce of depression, Lord God, that's trying to come up on them, it must cease and desist, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We will not exist, we will not stay in their lives, God. No oppression, Lord God, will hold them bound, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But if there's any pastor listening to me under the sound of my voice, if you're going through anything, I pray that God will give you a friend, give you somebody true in your life that you can feel comfortable talking to, confiding in, because we all go through and we all need somebody. So God, tonight I ask that you strengthen the pastors, Lord God, strengthen them, each and every one of them, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, strengthen your men, strengthen your women, especially in these last days, God, strengthen them to do what you've called them to do and do it like never before, in the name of Jesus. Okay, tonight I see that no more prayer requests, but I thank you for being a part of the show on tonight. The devil tried to throw up his hand, but still, the prayer went through. Thank you, Prophetess Pay, for praying a powerful prayer upon us and covering so many issues for us tonight. Thank you for that. Also, I want to let you know that next Friday I will be the guest host for Faith on the Line. So honored to do so the last Friday in the month. I'm always the host for Faith on the Line. So again, if you need prayer, be sure to join us back here for Faith on the Line. Faith on the Line airs right here through Blog Talk Radio, same number that you call for Prolific Fire. You call that same number back for Faith on the Line. The number is 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. And it's it airs at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. And again, that's what you can hear by calling 347-426-3782. And if you've ever joined me for the on the last Fridays of the month, I like to bring forth scripture before I pray. And the prayer focus for this coming Friday will be rebuilding. My sister kind of brought forth confirmation when she was praying because she kept talking about rebuilding. And that's the only word that God put in my spirit for this Friday, rebuilding. So we're going to be talking about rebuilding and praying from that prayer focus. Also, if you have prayer needs, call in again and let me know. And I will be glad to pray with you because the prayer line will be open. The phone lines will be open this coming up Friday. And then on Monday, join me as I will be back off of vacation, bringing forth the word of the Lord. My message will be entitled, Integrity in the Midst of Pain. Integrity in the Midst of Pain. You know how we do it. God has called me to deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. So I will be talking about integrity in the midst of pain. That's next Monday right here on Prolific Fire, same time, same place. Before I close on tonight, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice, whether you listen live or to the replay, and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, boy, do you need him more than ever now. I want you to repeat after me. I don't care what you're doing right now. Just stop doing what you're doing and get your heart in a sincere place and just repeat after me. Father God, I know I am a sinner, but I come to you on tonight. Seeking Jesus, I want him to be my Lord and my Savior. Tired of doing life on my own. Tired of being used by the world. I want to be used by you. I want to come into the kingdom and live for you. Save me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just that simple. Save me, Lord. That's all Peter said. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. And I sincerely trust that somebody got saved on tonight. If you got saved, be sure to go to the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com. There you will find out more about salvation. That's prolificfireministry.com. And if there's anybody under the sound of my voice, you desire prayer, a Bible-based consultation, the consultation is free. You can do so by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690, or by email at prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com, and I will be glad to have one-on-one time with you and lead you in prayer and whatever the Bible leads me to tell you about your situation, because I must use God's word as a reference, not what I say, not what you say, but what God says, his word. With that being said, everybody have a blessed night. Until next Friday, until next Monday, God bless.